For 'tis better to give than to receive. This is the quote that we dig out from beneath the tree today. George Bailey, Tiny Tim, even Bumble, the snow monster of the north, coming in from the cold once that moral rings out. For 'tis better to give than to receive. And what is it we give and receive today around those trees and at any family gatherings? What do we serve a nice heaping helping of? Something tells me we're all getting the same dessert this year, a good bit of impeachment cobbler. Whether you think it's best when cooked in a conviction oven or not, welcome to a very political Christmas, a day most Americans definitely will try to give many more opinions than they receive. 'Tis better perhaps to find another subject. Listen, I'm all for challenging starting points, provoking questions, but when the Wall Street Journal comes to town to detail the rupture Trump-era politics has caused in little old Metairie and Slidell, which it did 2 weeks ago, maybe it's a day to punt on this kind of giving and receiving. Speaking of politics and punting and presents, I'm giving a friend of mine today a black t-shirt with white lettering and gold accents that reads, Peyton Breeze 2020, making New Orleans champs again. While the rest of the nation is acting out Hatfields and McCoys reboots, let's focus on what can bring at least our little, sometimes floating, always banana republic together, football. The black and gold are great, but these gatherings usually last a few hours, longer than my knowledge of the intricacies of Dennis Allen's zone blitz or a Sean Payton marriage proposal. So maybe add a touch of purple and gold too, just before Uncle Eddie's online Eastern European history degree gets brought out once again. Breeze and Burrow, we have never seen quarterbacking like this. In fact, no one has. Record-setting, award-winning, and most importantly for us today, conversation-filling, these two number nines have spoiled us this year. And amid all the attention and applause, what's the term they seem to audible to in every interview? Hard work. I just try to leave a legacy of hard work and preparation, the reigning Heisman holder wrote into his acceptance speech. A day before, the notoriously meticulous New Orleans number nine was seen moving through mental repetitions on an empty field, looking at those invisible Colts defenders, showing us something of a legacy of hard work. Aside from offering football-related family topics, I'd like to share that image of hard work today. Believe it or not, Christmas is a sack lunch, hard hat type of day, something of a shared legacy of hard work and preparation for us. This might not capture our attention at first, as familiar and cutesy our crushes and decorations can appear. Even overlooking our St. Rita baby Jesus at a height and weight that would have been challenging for our petite Mary, all is not calm and bright in Luke's account today. My sister recently gave birth, and I marveled at her Uber ride to the hospital in the back seat, on her knees and elbows. Now, imagine for a minute, heavy and pregnant on a donkey with no hospital reservation to an out-of-the-way barnyard. No five-star tip there, no glamour shots either. Jesus comes into a hard world with parents unafraid of hard work, with the first announcement to calloused hand, sleep-deprived, certainly smelly, hard-working shepherds. 2019 might feel like a year to forget. A Christmas family gathering right now might feel like something to skip. This all, though, might be occasions for God to remind us of the hard work done for us, the hard work of our salvation prepared for and brought to birth in that manger. May it inspire in us a renewed sense of the pride God has in our efforts. May we not shrink from the hard stuff. A merry, blessed, hardworking Christmas to us all this year.